The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this 15th day of June 2022. And I'm going to start tonight's program with a prayer, folks, because our country is in bad shape. It's in terrible shape. And so if you would all join me out there, listen. There's power in prayer. Listen, God has said there's power in prayer. Now, if you believe what God has said, join with me tonight. We need to pray. We need to pray for our country. So join with me right now. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before you, Lord. I noticed, Lord, just a couple weeks ago, the first of this month when things started even escalating more rapidly, I'm watching the stock market dropping, Bitcoin, I'm seeing that the heathen are raging. They're raging. The unclean pro-abort, these unclean screaming women are going out there and going after the Supreme Court. You've got Biden's Democrats. You got Biden's Democrats burning down pro-life offices and crisis pregnancy centers. These are wicked people, Father God. And so, but they don't get it, Lord. It goes right over their heads. They don't understand. You're listening. When they come out with Sodomite Pride Month, when they come out and they shook that rebellious fist in your face, and the woke corporations haven't figured it out yet, Lord God. But my prayer, Father God, Lord, is whatever it takes to bring these bloody people to repentance, Father God, whatever it takes, Lord, and if they won't repent, Lord, let them perish. You made it very clear. You didn't stutter. You said repent or perish. And, Father God, I know the prissy preachers are out there saying, Pastor, well, he's a mean man. Well, listen. If I'm a mean man, Lord, then you are too, because you told them either repent or perish. They want to kill the children. They want to destroy the babies. How wicked. How wicked can people be that would kill their babies? And, Lord, I know when these women have told me that they've killed their babies, they just told me that they are so wicked and they were so evil that they would kill an innocent child. And that tells me I have to watch them. I have to watch them, and I can't trust them. And as far as I'm concerned, they would poison me in a heartbeat. And those males, they're not men at all. They're those males that take these unclean women into these bloody abortion mills. Those are cowardly little. We know, Lord, there's not a baby in the world they're afraid of. They'd fight any baby, but they're godless and cowardly. And those bloody abortion mills, Lord, we know those abortionists, that there's a super hot place in hell. A super hot place in hell for those bloody people. And so, Lord God, we just ask this, that you would raise up real righteous people in this country to stand against the wickedness and this evil. Men that have the guts to say what they mean and mean what they say, to stand. Men that want to hear, that will say, here I am, Lord, choose me, send me. men that want to be doers of the word, not just hearers only, but good men and brave men and bold men and righteous men with honor and integrity. And Lord, these prissy preachers that all they want to do is just the hirelings out there that don't have the guts to stand and preach against this evil of sodomy, the evil of abortion. Put pink panties on them, Lord, and let them be what they are. But I'm praying this prayer tonight because I've seen what's happening. I've seen especially since the first day of this sodomite pride, how things are deteriorating. And yet the vast majority of people in this country are clueless. They don't get it. You're talking to them, Lord. We know you're talking to us. But they're clueless. So, Father God, again, my prayer is this. Either bring them to repentance or remove them. Every single one of them. Bring them to repentance or remove them. They want to have depopulation, the bloody people. They want to depopulate the planet. Well, Lord, you're the one that can give them what they want, starting with them, starting with those very ones that want to kill off, especially the innocent children. And, Lord, I just would pray. I pray that you would remove Nasty Pelosi. Nasty Pelosi's out and bragging and talking about how much she likes drag queens. I pray that you remove bloody Joe Biden. He's a wicked man. He's a very, very wicked man. He's a very corrupt and wicked and greedy man. And Chuckie Schumer. And Lord Merrick Garland. Lord, what would it be? What would it take to make him tell the truth? He's a dirty cop. He's a very dirty cop. He sits by. He does nothing when they're burning down food factories. He does nothing. Now, we kind of know why that is. He sits back and watches the pro-life centers and pro-life offices being set on fire, and he does nothing. He's a very dirty cop. He's a very crooked cop. And so, Lord, my God, I just would pray that you again bring these bloody people, these wicked people to repentance or remove them. This I ask for the good people in this country, for the decent people in this country, for those that are looking for your return. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
And so tonight we have...
I could hear the gasp and awe and shock of the prissies out there, the prissy preachers and the little more liberal types that just... are coming unglued over that prayer, but I would add amen to every word you said.
Yeah, and I know you would, and I know there's some of the pastors right here that's on this radio station would do that too. And I praise the good Lord for the ones that we have that got some guts and got some testosterone. But unfortunately, they're very few. They're a minority in this country today.
They have faith is what they have. They have faith in God. Because what? Courage comes from faith.
Amen.
It comes from believing what God hath said.
Joe, I got to open things up. Okay, back in the back room, back in the boiler room, we have Randy. Okay, over there on the board, we have none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody. And remember, it is Pledge Week.
And flipping and flopping and fluttering around here, we got Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Now get out of here. Go on. Get back. Get on the phone. There she goes. We get her on the telephones. Answering those telephones. And then, of course, out there, we have none other than Parson Joe Larson.
A child of his kingdom, and forever I am. Glad to be with you.
Okay. That beats like being an old fogey. But anyhow, listen.
No, it's an time. I am a spiritual, eternal being. I am a son of the living God. If that makes me an old fogey, well, I'll gladly take it.
Hmm. I'll think about that. I got to give the phone numbers out. This is Pledge Week, and folks, we got to hear from you. And I'm going to tell you, we really have to hear from you out there. Listen, we're asking for a miracle because, as I told you before, as of July 8th, unless we get a miracle from the good Lord, as of July 8th, right now, July 8th, Friday, will be the last day that we'll be on San Diego or Atlanta or Tampa, Florida. And I know I've been getting a lot of phone calls from people out there saying, please don't go off the air. Believe me, I promise you we will fight with everything we have to stay on. But we can't do it without you. We got to have some people out there who are willing to jump in and help us on this. We're not in this thing. I don't make any money. I lose money by doing what we're doing here, folks. But it's the cause. Is there not a cause? Is there not? Yeah, there's a cause. Our country is going to hell in a handbasket. And again, you know, we're up against all of the mainstream media out there. You know, look, and of course we got some good people on our side too. Praise the good Lord for that. But you know, we're David's fighting Goliath. And guess what?
Long ago, God called you to be a watchman on the wall and warn the people, and that's what he called me to come. And I was doing the same in a different way, but he called me to come and work with you. And all we are doing is what God had called us to do, commanded us, actually.
Absolutely.
Being obedient. And when you said we're not paid, and you're right, it costs money. We have to have equipment and the phone bills and the computers and the systems and everything that we need to work. We give our own time, our own talent, and our own treasure to do this. But like we always tell folks, the retirement plan we have, folks, is out of this world.
Absolutely. And the good Lord has put some people like you and me and McTernan and others together on this thing. And we're of, you know, there's a Greek word, subtikos. It means same mindset, having the same moral mindset, convictions. Yeah. And we've been working together for all of these years. I mean, all of these years. And you know what, Joe? Everything we've said is going back 50 years ago. Everything we were warning against has come to pass, everything. And so the phone lines are open at 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, the credit card line is 888-281-1110. Now, where's that? Here you go. I got a thing to read here.
We need to make that clear because that's something I keep forgetting. That is the credit card line. For a long time, we were not able to take credit cards. Remember, everybody in this organization is a volunteer.
Yeah, but, Joe, I've got a new announcement here. Here's what it says. It says, we accept PayPal, credit cards, checks, And now crypto. So you go to www.wrwl.org. That's www.wrwl.org. And select the blue donation button. Our radio ministry does not have any corporate sponsors. It's fully funded by generous people like you. Help us save America and spread the word from coast to coast. So that was my announcement to make, and I made it.
Oh, interesting, because we do have a true partnership. We're doing the work, and we're doing, but we need your support to pay the bills, and your donations pay the radio bills. And by the way, God has expressed in his word that if you support a ministry doing his will, doing what he, pronouncing his word, you get to share in all the blessings of the ministry, and that's the Right to Life ministry that Pastor Ernie's been involved in, that the Doers of the Word Church, the prison ministry. We've got a truck driving ministry, King's Word School of the Bible. Many of us have worked in hospice. There are many aspects to the ministry, and anything that blesses the Lord that's done by any of us in that ministry, you, if you support this ministry, get to share in those blessings. And you have God's word on it. We can thank you, but God can bless you, and you can lay up crowns and treasures in heaven.
Yeah, Joe, we got to get into the Bible study right now. And
okay, because we can always run over on that, can't we?
We really need to get into the Bible study. Now, we're going to start tonight in the Book of War. The Book of War. Now, if you remember, this week we've been talking about the Book of the Law, and we did the first three articles on that, three passages of Scripture. So tonight we start with a Book of War, and then we go to the Book of Judgment, the Book of Records, the Book of the Living, the Book of Life, the Book of Seven Seals, and the Book of Remembrance. So Lord's willing, we'll be able to cover those this week. It's a lot to cover. And we're getting to a late start, so let's start in Numbers 21 and read verses 4 all the way through 20.
And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our souls loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. And the children of Israel set forth and pitched in Oboth. And they journeyed from Oboth and pitched at Ijabarim in the wilderness which is before Moab toward the sun rising. From thence they removed and pitched in the valley of Zered. From thence they removed and pitched on the other side of Arnon, which is in the wilderness to come out of the coast of the Amorites. For Arnon is the border of Moab, between Moab and the Amorites. And wherefore it is said in the book of the wars of the Lord, what he did in the Red Sea and in the book of Arnon, and at the stream of the brooks that goeth down to the dwelling of Ar, and lieth on the border of Moab. And from thence they went to Beer, that is the well whereof the Lord spake unto Moses, Gather the people together, and I will give them water. Then Israel sang this song, Spring up, O well, sing ye unto it. The princesses digged the well, and the nobles of the people digged it, by the direction of the lawgiver with their staves. And from the wilderness they went to Matanana, and from Matanana to Nahahiel, and from Nahahiel to Bamoth, and from Bamoth in the valley that is in the country of Moab, to the top of Pisgah, which looketh toward Jeshimon.
All right, so Joe here now. What was their problem? Actually, if you would read in the book of Psalm 78, it explains this whole passage, what this is about. And the people, what did the people want? Well, like today, the people wanted God to conform to what they wanted. They wanted God to give them what they wanted and to conform what they wanted. Like today, you've got out there, you've got NBC, ABC, CBS, you've got all the mainstream media wanting God to conform and accept accept sodomy, to accept abortion, to everything he's called a sin, right? And so you've got, and these people out there, the way they're doing that, and they're talking about how in their Christian faith, and at the same time when they talk about their Christian faith, they want God to conform and allow them and accept their sin. So that's what Israel wanted. They wanted God to accept their sin, and God wasn't about to accept their sin. And they complained about, you know, this manna they had, you know. And so here, God said, you know what? I know what you need, okay? And so he sent the fiery serpents. And so now he was going to send a message. And the message is, let's see, let's test their faith. And God's sending a message to America today. America is in major, major trouble morally. Folks, right. God is immutable. Does God punish sin, Joe?
Always. God cannot change, will not change, and he always punishes sin.
Well,
unless it is forgiven.
Now, how does he deal when people say, you know what, I would not do that. I want no part of that. But I'm going to stay out of this. The people out there listening to me tonight, and all of us, every one of us that have a profession of faith, is it not our duty to stand up and be doers of the word and not hearers only? What does he say? If you're a hearer only, you deceive yourself. Now,
so,
did he not warn?
Be a doer of the word and a doer of the law.
And he said, did God not warn us that in the last days the deception would be so great, the deception would be so great that if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived? Well, there are those of us that we're spoken of in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We understand. We see what's happening. We know what's happening, and we're sounding the alarm.
Like the men of Issachar with understanding of the times.
How many pulpits in this country do you think, in this past last Sunday, how many were there men in those pulpits preaching against the sin of sodomy in this country?
Very
what percentage?
Very few.
Very, very few.
Maybe 5% or less.
So now, what is the message that God's Word, the Bible, has for those people that are in these entertainment centers? You know, they might have church written on every brick of the building, but if they're entertainment centers and corporations, what is the message God has for those people when he says, come out from amongst them, be you separate from them? What does that mean?
He's told them to come out from the world, be separate, and become part of the kingdom of God. Become a son or daughter of the living God. Be born again.
All righty here. Let me read this. Between Moab and the Amorites, wherefore it is said in the book of the wars of the Lord. Now, are we at war?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so we are at war, and the Bible tells us to put on the full armor of God and run to this battle. Right. Run to this battle. Okay, so what do you think God has in store for those that aren't running to the battle, those that are laying low and trying to avoid the fight?
Well, we're supposed to be, what, brave as lions. We're supposed to, our faith is supposed to onward Christian soldiers marching what? We're into war.
Marching into battle. All right.
Yeah.
And so.
And it is a battle, a spiritual battle. And right now it's a political battle, an economic battle. It's a philosophical battle. But underneath it is the battle goes on forever twixt the darkness and the light.
The main is the spiritual battle. It's again.
Right.
And
Christ and the Antichrist system at war.
For those of you out there that say, well, you know, I pray. That's where I'll be praying about this. Well, that's what prayer is, an offensive weapon. It's what you start with. You know, if you get up in the morning, Joe, and you just put your shoes on and nothing else, the day's not going to go good for you, is it?
Nope.
Okay, so you got to put on the full armor. Prayer is where you start.
With prayer, so you pray as you put on the armor. Well, you put on the armor to go to battle.
Absolutely.
Not to sit out in the sun and say, I'll go sit under the tree and pray.
All right, we want to say, Glenn in San Diego pledges 100. Cindy in Michigan pledges 100. Boy, I'm hoping we can save San Diego. I really do. Jan in Cleveland pledges 25. Loretta in Queens pledges 20 or 30. Kathy in Cleveland pledges 25. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. You can go with PayPal, credit card. And if you just want to send us a check, folks, the address is WRWL at 14781, 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. I know there's a lot of you out there that are listening, and you say, you know what, I'm going to write that down. I'm not going to try to call in. The lines are busy. Well, let me do that again. WRWL 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury. That's Newbury, Ohio, 44065. 44065. That's 44065. And so we definitely got to hear from you. And bar a miracle from God, we're gonna just believe. We've never quit fighting. Never. Never quit fighting in all these years. 50 years, we've never quit fighting. Now, sometimes we've gotten very, very tired. And we've been under attack. And I mean a lot of times. But we've never quit. And we're not about to quit now. And with that, Joe, we're going to play. I'm going to give the numbers out. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. If you want to pay by credit card.
Credit card line.
Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We're going to hear a little bit about, you know, why, well, about what justice, what this Eric Fulmer is going to be talking about, justice. So play that clip.
Dr. Reiner Fulmick is the public frontman for an international team comprised of hundreds of lawyers and medical experts who have begun legal proceedings over the CDC, the WHO, and the Davos Group for committing crimes against humanity. The protocol for the PCR test given by the WHO and the CDC was knowingly set to a level that guaranteed 100% false positives or false negatives. So there is no pandemic. This is all about getting people to take the shot. Their argument is that we are at the very least being subjected to an illegal experiment, and at the worst, global genocide. Dr. Fulmick points out how the experimental jab is in clear violation of all 10 of the Nuremberg Codes, which carry the penalty of death for those who violate them. Number one, voluntary consent is absolutely essential. There should be no intervention or any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, or any form of constraint or coercion. By definition, a vaccine must provide immunity to the virus, protect recipients from getting the virus, reduce deaths, infections, circulation, and transmission of the virus. We are told the experimental jab does none of these, yet they fraudulently call it a vaccine. As far as duress, constraint, and coercion, it's everywhere. If you want your life back, get the shot. Number two, the experiment should be such as to yield fruitful results unprocurable by other methods. The most fruitful method would be a healthy immune system, which can be achieved through good health and natural supplements such as vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc. But the people are not being told this. In fact, those who point it out are being vilified and silenced. Number three, the experiment should be designed and based on the results of animal experimentation. This experimental jab skipped animal testing. Number four, the experiment should be so conducted as to avoid all unnecessary physical and mental suffering and injury. According to official reports, there are already thousands of deaths and over 250,000 injuries from this experiment. Number five, no experiment should be conducted where there is an a priori reason to believe that death or disabling injury will occur. Past trials have shown a strong possibility that these new spike proteins will cause a body to attack itself. This is known as antibody-dependent enhancement, or ADE. And recent doctors have blown the whistle that this could end up killing everybody who's been vaccinated in the next 2 years. Number six, the risk should never exceed the benefit. COVID-19 has a 98 to 99% survival rate, less deadly than the seasonal flu. The experimental jab is already the most dangerous vaccine in VAERS 30-year history. Number seven, proper preparations should be made and adequate facilities provided to protect the experimental subject against even remote possibilities of injury, disability, or death. There were no preparations made. There are no facilities. The subject shows up for their shot and goes home. Number eight,
The experiment should be conducted only by scientifically qualified persons. This experiment has been exclusively run by politicians, the media, celebrities, and big pharma bureaucrats. Number 9. The subject should be at liberty to bring the experiment to an end. Thousands of medical experts have attempted to end this madness, and their voices continue to be silenced. Number 10. The experiment must be brought to an end if resulting in injury or death. And yet, the experiment pushes on. Once again, those who violate these international laws are subject to the death penalty. Legal proceedings are moving forward and evidence is being collected. Whistleblowers are directed to contact the international team at www.securewhistleblower.com. This is likely the biggest crime ever committed against the world population. And the question is, do we still have a judicial system to exact justice? For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All righty, we're back. And Joe, two new studies show link between incurable degenerative brain disease and the experimental COVID-19 vaccine, which is not a vaccine, which is a bioweapon. The new clinical studies, one peer-reviewed by researchers in Turkey and preprint by researchers in France, have begun to establish an alarming link between the incurable degenerative brain disease called, oh my gosh, I can't even pronounce this thing, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, and the experimental COVID-19 vaccine. CJD is a rare disease that is caused by abnormal infectious proteins in the brain called prions, according to the NHS. Although the presence of prions is not necessarily dangerous or deadly, the proteins will cause degenerative brain damage if they become diseased or misfolded. Once the process begins, the malfunctioned prions will continue to corrupt other cells, leading to a prognosis that is always, always fatal. As of right now, the JCD is incurable. There are zero treatment options available. The diagnosis is essentially a death sentence, but symptoms are traditionally dormant for several years before manifesting into a deadly complication. So these people who have taken the kill shots, they're in for an extremely rude awakening, and now they want to keep pushing these. They want to start giving kill shots to five-year-olds, and they're pushing this. And you know what? There's a lot of people out there that are so gullible. There's a lot of people that are so gullible that they would allow their children, their five-year-olds, their children to take these kill shots. Unbelievable. Is he still there? Joe's there. He's not talking. Did we lose Joe? Okay, are you there, Joe?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
I don't know what happened. There was. I'm just sitting here. I was just saying that so many people still listen to the liberal news, trust the government, don't do their own research, don't look at anything other than what the narrative is, and unfortunately, they and their children pay the price. And I was just looking clear back. Do you remember we mentioned this a week or two ago? The CDC is trying to have COVID controls, quote, institutionalized. And the Brownstone Institute warned that the CDC, the bureaucrats there who insisted on the masks, the distancing, the lockdowns, and the shots, are hoping that these will be institutionalized as part of normal operations. This is what they are trying, even with all that's out there, this is what they're trying to do. Make this, set for life. So there you have it. These people just never, never quit. The enemy is relentless. They want total and complete control of you, your life, your medicine, your children. And just one more example of, what they're trying to do.
There you go. Update. FDA advisors unanimously recommend Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for ages 6 through 17. Despite extreme data showing high risks of heart inflammation. And here I'm showing a picture of these two guys that took this this kill shot, and you ought to see what their faces look like. Anyhow, he goes on, he says, a COVID-19 vaccine have a higher risk of heart inflammation than Pfizer, Moderna's COVID-19 than Pfizer shot based on recent data, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said on Tuesday. He goes on to say, on Tuesday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration met with vaccines related, and by the way, they're owned. They're owned by Big Pharma. They are owned by Big Pharma, folks. So just so you understand, basically, when you're talking about the FDA and that, they're just a part of Big Pharma. They're owned. They've been totally corrupted. And when they leave there, as long as they play ball and do what Big Pharma tells them, they've got a big job waiting for them at Big Pharma. High-paying job as long as they play ball. Now, he goes on, vaccines that are related biological products of this advisory committee to discuss Moderna's, now by the way, that'll be VRBPAC from now on as we talk about them, as we go through this, that's how we refer to them, to discuss Moderna's EUA request for COVID-19 vaccine for children 6 to 17 years of age. The expert panel will meet again on Wednesday to discuss shots for Moderna and Pfizer for kids under five, according to the CDC. Folks, this is about depopulating the planet. These kids are going to be dropping like flies. And guess what? We're here right now telling you about it. If you love your children, get them nowhere near those kill shots. Boy, I'm going to tell you. All right, look, what do we have here? William in Woodhaven pledges 70. Anonymous in New York pledges 100. Anonymous in San Diego pledges 100. All righty. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We have about 1 hour and 7 minutes left in tonight's radio program. No, 1 hour and 7 minutes. And then that gives us, add that to 4 hours for the rest of the week. So we have about 5 hours for the rest of this week to raise up enough money to try to do our best to keep from losing any stations, although there's three slated to drop on July 8th. But anyhow, so we need all the help we can get. Right now, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Joe, what's happening here in our neck of the woods, and then we'll get into across the country. Tomorrow morning at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we're going to have our regular group meets at 9 o'clock, and then the new people coming for prayer. Here and right out here in a very conservative county, the Sodomites have come out, and they're going to have a Sodomite parade right up there in Chardon Square. They want to stand and they want to shake a rebellious fist. They want to offend God, and they want to mock God and everything that's good and clean, and they want to say, "Look who you see who we are." Out here, we're going to mock your God out there because we don't believe that you Christians have enough guts to do anything about it, okay? And so we had a city council that didn't have enough integrity or decency to say, no, we don't want that kind of filth. God's Word, the Bible, calls it filth. It calls it absolute filth. We don't want that filth out here. And so they didn't have the integrity or the honesty out there in Chardon to say, no, we don't want that. They say, well, we can't allow, according to the Constitution. No, there comes a point where you have to stand up and say, this is just, it's indecent. It's offending God of creation. Don't ever call yourself a Christian and then say, well, you don't want to offend these people. No, you're offending your God. And so, anyhow, they're going to be out there from 2 o'clock to 8. The Sodomites are going to be out there, and then they're going to be having a drag queen, a Nancy Pelosi. That's what we're going to call them, I'm just going to call a Nancy Pelosi, referring to drag queens now, out there, to say, look here, look how we're out here flaunting our sin in front of a holy God. What are you going to do about it? Well, let me tell you, I'll guarantee you, sodomites, okay? I'll guarantee you God will do something, and when you least expect it, you're going to get what's coming to you.
Unfortunately, it's not always when we want it, but God works on his time, and his judgment and justice will happen.
Absolutely. And so, now, because of that, we're going to be meeting and we're going to be praying. We're going to be praying that God will intervene on that if it means that he brings in a humongous thunderstorm, or if it brings in a tornado or whatever, that he did like he did at Katrina, that he spews him out. Do you remember there, Katrina?
We're supposed to have this big gay pride parade, and it did not happen.
No, it was Southern decadency. That was
Southern decadence. You're
decadence,
right.
Yeah. And they were going to flaunt their sin in front of God. And remember, we had those two pastors 2 days before that on the radio program. They had met with that mayor, Ray, what's his name, and told him, listen, call this off. This is, you know, God is watching, and God's watching Chardon too. And you pastors out there, you need to stand up and boldly speak out. And I guess a number of them have. I know my cousin and some other pastors had gone out and they had spoken out against this at city council. Now, I did not know about it. I didn't find out about it till some of the people in our church that were there came and told me what a good job my cousin did. He's the pastor at Chardon, a Christian Fellowship out there. And now, tomorrow morning at Doers of the Word, we'll be having our prayer to pray against this. 9 o'clock for the regulars, 10 o'clock for the new people to come out and join us. And my cousin tomorrow night at his church, he's inviting a lot of other pastors and other people from other churches to come. The Chardon Christian Fellowship at 401 South Hamden Street in Chardon to pray that God would intervene and flush the filth out. And that's what they're praying for. So, anyhow.
We have even a candidate. There is a attorney general, and for which state? Let's see if I can.
Michigan. That's Michigan you're talking about.
And she's coming out talking about how every school should have a drag queen, and there's just, here it is, yeah. Her name is Dana Nessel, Michigan attorney, and she is something. She said drag queens are fun, a drag queen for every school, and she just kept up and talking about this, how wonderful it is. And what it is, they're just saying, then we have another story right along. Drag show for kids proves the left is willing to harm children for politics. And they cite several different times where it used to be very, very few children had a problem with sexual orientation. But when they shove it to them, they make it exciting, make it look like fun, like you're in, you're cool, you know, and if you like, you want to try anything, you can do anything you want when you're little. You're giving these little kids power that they don't know what to do with, shouldn't have at that age, and entice them. This is evil working, and it's child abuse, and they're after your children and grandchildren. So the children you save just may be your own family.
Okay, Joe, now listen very carefully for a minute. I want you to listen to this. Ready?
I'm ready.
That's the sound of the phones, Joe. They're not ringing.
Uh-oh.
It's absolute silence right there. That's what you got. They're not ringing. And that means, again, if the phones aren't ringing, chances of us staying on all these stations are less and less. So
yeah.
I'll give those numbers out again. We're not going to quit. 888-281-1110. If you have a credit card, PayPal, whatever. That's the number, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Folks, we got to hear the phones ringing. We've got now 1 hour. We've got 1 hour right now, 1 hour left tonight, and we are not even, we haven't even begun hardly to reach our goal tonight. And we need some people that will call in with some very large, we really do need some. Well, let me just say this. You folks out there, you want to stay on our air, if somebody out in San Diego can write a check for $46,710, you'll be on the air. If somebody out there could, in Atlanta on 590, can write a check for $28,960, we'll be on the air there. In Tampa, it's $48,820. Folks, here, again, like I said, we're doing all that we can. It's the cause. Is there not a cause? Because I'm telling you, remember, everything we've told you has happened. Everything we've told you has happened. Okay? And so here, it's going to get worse. And we're telling you now, you're not going to have, you know, if we're gone, I don't know where you're going to get the information we're giving you. Because, and the only way that we can stay here is you've got to support us. That's the only way. We don't have any sponsors because our sponsors at MoveOn.org and the Communist, the Antichrist Communist Party, would go after our sponsors in a heartbeat. They hate us. They hate us because the truth. And those that hate the truth. Those that hate God hate the truth.
Truth. Amen to that.
And so, all right, Miss McCurdy pledges $40. Miss McCurdy pledges $40. Thank you.
Times are hard, trust me, because you'll find pastors are, if you're not one of the New Age or prosperity preachers, being a pastor, most of the pastors I know that are real God-fearing men do not make a lot of money, are not rich. They are there to serve the Lord. And so what I'm trying to say is we understand what it's like to, when you give it, it hurts, and you have to give up something often when you do give for the Lord's work. But that's what glorifies the Lord when you're giving back to Him that which He gave you to in the first place, told you to be good stewards with it and with what He's given you. So we understand it is hard times, and it's hard always to be faithful and donate.
Absolutely.
That's why God puts it in your hands. He is letting you decide whether or not you want to lay up crowns and treasures in heaven or not.
Joe, I want to hit a couple of fast articles here, but first I want to say that Anonymous in Brooklyn pledges $75. Janet in New York pledges $40. Susan in Michigan pledges $100. Thank you. Representative, now, you know, you talked about that. What was the Attorney General in Michigan? What was her name?
I tossed it over in my pile.
She's the one that wants drag queens in every school. She's out there. Now, what does God's word?
Dana Nessel.
How does God's word, the Bible, describe Dana Nessel? You'll find the answer to that in Romans chapter 1, okay? And it describes her.
Wouldn't she?
Pardon?
Kind of a whoremonger, among other things.
Well, it says that she's unclean, that she'll continue in her uncleanness, okay? And so here, again, these are wicked women, ungodly women, and unclean. They're unclean. That's what God has said it. That's what God's word in the Bible. So what is the remedy for that? In fact, you know, these women that you see out there marching, marching so they can kill babies. They can kill. Would you ever trust a woman that has killed her child?
No. Well, I would if a woman had repented and, changed her life, but not one of these that goes around bragging about it, how wonderful it was, and shout your, you know, abortion type thing. No.
So if they would be so quick to kill a child, would they be quick to poison you? Would they be quick? No, they cannot be trusted. Now
you would kill. Anything else goes, right? I mean, once you've taken a life, or, you know,
killed an innocent, the most innocent. Okay.
Life, yeah.
And so here now. Now, here's a good woman, here's a clean woman, here's a decent woman, and that's Representative Marjorie Greene announces she is introducing a bill to make it illegal for children to be exposed to drag queens. Okay, Representative Marjorie Greene has announced that she is introducing a bill that would make it illegal for children to be exposed to drag queen performances, as long as the Democrats... The ungodly, unclean people, and that's what they are. According to God, God has said that those Democrats, according to what God's word says, these are unclean people. As long as they're in there, she'll never get this bill passed. There is none of them out there that have the decency. They're afraid, they're scared to death of Nasty Pelosi. Nasty will tell him, you're going to stay in line, you're going to get whipped in line, or you don't get, you get no support. You will do what you say. So even the ones that know, they have a guilty conscience. They say, gee, you know, boy, we've really been reduced. I mean, some of this stuff they're asking us to do, it is really bad. But we don't dare cross Nasty. We don't dare cross Nasty.
She controls the money. She controls who gets help for the reelection. She is the center part. The reason she's Speaker of the House is because she is the best at raising dark money, and controlling, keeping the people in line to do what the party wishes. And it goes along with right now, nobody speaks about this, but the pro-abortion group Jane's Revenge has declared open season on pro-life groups and crisis pregnancy centers. Now, this group has a history of damaging property during their protests. Now, I want to read this message. They've already broken windows, left graffiti messages in clinics, and they were talking about how fun and easy it was. And they are promising to up all their attacks. They've given an ultimatum to clinics that provide services that's anything to an alternative to abortion. The group said there's a 30-day clock given. It's expired. And everybody better close up shop or face violent consequences, saying the next demonstrations may not come in the form of something so easily cleaned up as fire and graffiti.
All righty, we're coming up to a break, Joe. We're coming up to a break. But when we come back from the break, we'll talk about where they're going to do these things, because they're going to hit these where you have George Soros bought and paid for prostitutes as prosecutor. Be right back after this one more. Don't go away.
Fight the fight. Take the stand. Light the light. Feel our land. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.